Here's the text translated into English. Russia's Dmitriev says he discussed global energy crisis with U.S. counterparts. Goldman Sachs raises Q4 Brent WTI crude price forecast amid longer Hormuz disruption. China halts refined fuel exports in March to protect domestic supply. Reuters. Oman evacuates key oil terminal after tanker attacks in Iraqi waters. Bloomberg Samsung Display CEO warns of cost pressure due to oil shock from Iran war. Oil climbs as tankers are attacked in Iraqi waters amid Middle East war. Venezuela's Rodriguez promotes deputy to head oil ministry. Gold prices dip below $5,200 as Iran war boosts oil dollar. IEA announces record oil stockpile release over Iran war supply disruptions. Leonardo sees strong growth in 2026, proposes 0.63 euro share dividend. Six vessels attacked in Gulf Strait of Hormuz as war puts merchant ships on front lines. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 2.06%. Anthropic seeks appeals court stay of Pentagon supply chain risk designation. Cemex to shed some Colombia assets in 555 million deals. Buyers include Holcim. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P SX 200 down 1.31%. Anycolor shares slide on FY guidance cut. Air New Zealand to cut flights as fuel price surge wreaks havoc on travel. Analysis: airline hedging strategies fall short as jet fuel price surges. Nissan, Uber, Wave unveil robotaxi tie-up. Factbox: the 16 U.S. trading partners hit by Trump's 301. Probes: U.S. gasoline prices surpass $3.50 a gallon at the pumps as Iran war rages on. Federal budget balance shows larger deficit than forecasted. Crude oil inventories rise, surpassing forecasts and previous levels. U.S. consumer prices by 2.4% year-on-year in February, matching expectations. U.S. CPI meets expectations, indicating stable inflation trends. As Iran war rages, Trump pivots to cost of living in Kentucky trip. China's February auto sales slide due to holidays. Iran war casts pall over exports. Goldman Sachs delays Fed rate cut call as Middle East war lifts inflation risks. Gold falls on firmer dollar, dimming U.S. rate cut hopes. Investment fund questions valuations in Blue Owl's private credit portfolio, FT reports. India's buffers may be tested by prolonged oil price shock. ANZ says one-third of Americans cut back on other expenses to cover healthcare in 2025, survey shows. Nomura hires FX traders in Asia on bet high volatility to drive demand. U.S. dollar hovers near 2026 highs as oil's rise spurs hawkish central bank bets. ANZ joins peers in forecasting RBA rate hikes in March, May. UK homebuyer sentiment hit by worries stemming from Middle East conflict, RAC says. Bitcoin price today dips below 70 gali as oil surges again, stokes inflation fears. Bitcoin trades rangebound at 70K as traders parse Iran conflict in line CPI data. Ontology's 2026 roadmap targets universal data, sovereignty, and human-centric AI. XRP price outlook. New analysis sees potential for a move to 50. For in 2026, VCI Global launches AI compute treasury strategy using NVIDIA GPUs. Bitcoin hovers just under 70K as risk appetite gets a bid on Iran war end hopes. Bybit Alpha officially integrates Mantle Chain, expanding multi-chain ecosystem and asset diversity. Mantle hits dual all-time highs. DeFi TVL crosses $1 billion, and stablecoin market cap reaches $980 million. Bitcoin rises 3% as crypto continues to be largely unaffected by Iran conflict. Exclusive: Tessera to bring private equity to Solana blockchain. Bioversus begins phase 2B trial for tuberculosis treatment. Adecco signs unlimited Salesforce AI license through 2027. Global Foundries prices $840 secondary share offering. Uber, Wave and Nissan plan Tokyo robotaxi pilot by late 2026. Liontown H1 FY 2026 slides, underground transition advances amid losses. UiPath Q4 2026 slides, historic profitability, revenue beat offsets, EPS miss. Ibotta board authorizes additional $100 million stock buyback program.